these tulips?
Same reason convicts have to work in the prison laundry. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
This is stupid.
Quit saying stupid. That's why your friends are out riding bikes and I'm in here riding you.
Hey, that kid said in 1982, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
That doesn't give you the right to call him stupid.
I may have said it, but everybody else was thinking it.
Well, you need to bite your tongue and roll your eyes, just like I do.
My dad says that's a reason this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Your dad sounds like a piece of work. Notice I said piece of work? Instead of what I was really thinking?
He says, how else are stupid people going to learn if we don't call them on their stupid stuff?
Oh, I love when the parents help.
Hey, sweetie, about ready to go?
Hello, officer. I'm glad you came. This young man needs to be taught a lesson.
You called the cops on me?
Yes. Miss Flynn asked me to come down here and straighten out a troublemaking delinquent.
Yeah, Officer Biggs, this misguided youth addressed another student with a very hurtful term.
Ah, verbal assault. Well, we at the Chicago PD do not take that sort of thing lightly. Now, what was it? Four eyes? Shorty? Stinky britches?
Right. It doesn't matter what the actual word was. The point is, it hurt another boy's feelings.
He said, in 1982, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Well, just because a kid's stupid doesn't mean you should call him names.
All right, lesson learned, out. Go home.
I hope that scared you straight, young fella. That was kind of fun. Got to give him the old good cop, bad cop routine.
Yeah, I don't know what we just did, but he's going to be your problem soon enough.
For the first time in my life, I see love.
Baby sex tonight, we should pick up some scented candles. That way I don't have to shower.
Or you could just hang two pine fresheners from your ears.
Whatever makes it sexy for you.
Actually, I was hoping that maybe we could just take a little break tonight.
What, did you have a big lunch?
No, I'm just tired, and I still have 30 more tulips to cut out for the spring recital. Oh, good for her. One on the cart and one in the oven. Doubly blessed.
You're not getting discouraged, are you?
A little. We should already have a baby and be resenting it by now.
Excuse us.
Sorry. Oh, he's adorable.
It's my third.
Nobody likes a ragger.
Come on, you're scaring people.
Oh, I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're going to be a great mother.
Oh, come on. For God's sake, she wasn't even pregnant when we walked in.
Frustrating, Carl. We keep trying and trying, and so far, no baby.
Well, then now it's time to hunker down. It's like getting your second win at an all-you-can-eat shrimp bar.
Hey, this is a lot harder than just drinking a glass of Sprite and farting in the parking lot.
I like how in your version, you actually go out into the parking lot.
The point is, I'm still good to go. Molly's the one who's getting discouraged.
Of course she is. You're a monotonous man, and I'm betting your lovemaking is a reflection of that.
Hey, guess what? I'm done talking.
Good, but you need to listen. You, my friend, are a creature of habit. Take the way you eat an Oreo.
Not this again.
One twist counterclockwise, lick the top, scrape your teeth on the bottom.
So?
So I'm guessing Molly's getting pretty much the same treatment.
Hey, I find a system that works and I stick with it.
No, women like you to change it up. Did you peruse that Kama Sutra book I gave you?
You mean the used sex manual you hid in my gym bag? No, I tossed both of them over the Oak Street Bridge.
Man, that's 2,000 years of sensual knowledge you threw away.
It wasn't easy for me. I've had that gym bag since high school.
Well, if you don't want any help from the Hindus, maybe it's time to invite science into your bedroom.
Carl, a sex swing is not considered science.
I'm talking in vitro.
What's that?
It's a very simple process, which I will explain to you in layman's terms. You take her best eggs, and then take your best sperm. You mix it all together in a test tube. And put the whole thing back inside the mother. Congratulations, you're proud papa. Ooh, that sperm is hot. Oh.
Who cares who the father is? You're a one-armed stripper. You got bigger problems.
All right, I'm headed back out. Tell Mike not to wait up. I'll be home late.
Leaving the house on an ovulation night, huh? Mike finally check a tiny guest into Motel Molly?
There's still room at the inn.
Well, it'll happen. Just gotta keep your head down, your legs up.
I have been. I got a crick in my neck and I've named all my toes.
Sit down for a second.
No, I've gotta get back to school. I'm directing that stupid spring recital.
Sit! Can't get discouraged. Things don't always happen in life right when we want them to.
I know. Just afraid Mike and I are going to end up one of those sad, childless couples.
You mean the ones that dress alike and sit on the same side of the booth at Denny's?
Eat in silence, go everywhere in their RV with their rusty-eyed poodle.
Well, if it wasn't for those people, who'd square dance or power walk the mall?
I mean, still have my job, you know, I've got a room full of kids that depend on me.
And the upside of that is you don't have to feed them or listen to them practice the accordion.
Hey, I got pretty good at that thing. I played the Oktoberfest at the senior center.
Most of them couldn't hear. The ones that could hear couldn't run.
Okay. Well, good talk, Mom.
My point is, I didn't raise you to be a quitter.
What? You were always telling me to quit the accordion. I had to buy it back at 3 different garage sales.
But you never gave up. I'd hate to see you give up now.
I gotta go teach a room full of tone-deaf Ritalin babies how to Macarena.
One request for the recital. Try to keep it under 4 hours and only do 3 verses of This Land Is Your Land.
I gotta give every kid a solo, Mom. My advice is to bring a flask and a pair of earplugs.
I've still got the ones from when you played the accordion. Wow. Doesn't need any arms to pick up those singles.
What are you doing down here, Maranto? Get off here. I'm not even allowed to eat on our bed.
Why are you home so early? I usually get this place till 4:30.
Scram, this is not your private playhouse.
Whoa. What climbed in your lunchbox and ate your fruit pie?
You know how much it costs to impregnate a woman?
Usually dinner and a show. And if she's really hot, a couple of months' rent.
I'm talking about in vitro, you clod. There's lab costs, hormone shots, egg harvesting. It's like 10 grand a pop, and I don't have that kind of cash.
Your problem is you want to just work for your money instead of having your money work for you.
I'm not going to the track with you again, Vince. Your short thing jumped the fence and ran right into the glue factory.
Man, it was a bad day. And it didn't help that the jockey was bigger than you.
Hit the stairs, Maranto.
Okay, fine. I was trying to share a business opportunity with you, but if you don't want to hear it, I'll take my leave.
Selling porn out of the back of your trunk on Maxwell Street? No, thank you.
The internet killed that cash cow. I'm talking about a legitimate financial investment. But if you don't like money, adios.
Hang on a second.
Yes?
What kind of investment are you talking about?
Ostriches.
Goodbye.
The meat of the future. High in protein, low in fat, and their drumsticks are 6 feet long.
I did have an ostrich burger at the Cook County Fair, and it was surprisingly tasty.
66% less fat than beef, 50% less fat than chicken, and contains more iron than a bloodmobile.
So what's the deal? You bought a couple of ostriches, and now you're trying to pawn them off on me?
There's a boatload of those feathered freaks coming in from Australia next week, and 3 of them got my name on them.
You're not keeping them in my bedroom. It's bad enough having you down here eating and crapping.
Listen to me. I got a buddy in Merrillville with a couple of acres of land, and he just needs a little seed money.
Seed money?
Yeah. Apparently, ostriches eat seeds.
So you're telling me that there's actually money to be made in those things?
You kidding me? Ostriches are the new gold. A few years from now, people are going to be saying, he's worth his weight in ostrich meat.
I don't know. It's coming out of your mouth, so it must be stupid.
Right. Enjoy living in a basement for the rest of your life. Oh, and don't say anything to Joyce about this. She's still on my back for dropping all that money on solar scooters. One kid's tennis shoes melt and everybody panics.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Let's take 5, then we'll run the whole show from the top. And pick up your pace. I don't care what you have to do. Sweet tarts, pixie sticks. Go to the gas station, get a Red Bull. I don't have to know. I just want this show to sparkle. Trevor, you are all over the map with the spotlight. It's like a prison break up here.
My arms are tired.
Not as tired as they're gonna be cutting tulips. This thing is gonna be a 4.5-hour train wreck. We're gonna have to lock the doors from the outside.
I'll slip a few bucks to the fire marshal. We should be okay.
No, he popped his head in last year during the Happy Wander. He's not gonna be anywhere near this place.
It's gonna be fine. It always works out. And these kids really respond to you.
Yeah. They do, right?
I've never seen anything like it.
Just, it's a natural mothering instinct. You know, loving but firm, attentive but not overbearing. Everything a mother should have. Except a kid. Damn my slow uterus.
You okay?
Yep. Not now, Trevor.
You know, this is the third time we picked you up for indecent exposure. I'm starting to think you just like riding in a car naked.
Well, how was I supposed to know that that place wasn't a nude beach?
As it was indoors, everybody was drinking coffee, and they all had their clothes on.
Well, I'm not ashamed of my body.
From what I saw, you should be. Those things were hanging down like wind chimes.
That's why I had to get rid of my cat.
Just sit back, shut up, and keep your butt on the blanket.
Aye, aye, Captain Binghamton.
I don't get it, Carl. Mommy's just giving up. Guess I'm gonna have to get used to the idea of not being a dad.
Well, that's a damn waste. A guy with a lap that seats three kids ain't even gonna have one.
You know, this whole time we've been trying, I thought I was doing it for Molly. Now I realize how much I want a kid.
Of course you do. You want to teach him how to ride a bike or, you know, play catch? You know, or grab the colder beers from the back of the fridge?
Actually, Carl, I've always had my heart set on a little girl.
A daughter?
Yeah. I can see myself telling her stories and walking her to school and warning her about boys.
Putting her hair in pigtails, holding her little hand while she crosses the street.
Be waiting for her when she got home from her first date. Walking her down the aisle when she got married.
You grow up so quick.
And no one can ever break the bond between a father and a daughter.
No how, no way.
She's gonna be daddy's little girl forever.
Hey, you know, we could have built our playhouse in the backyard.
Had a tea party on a tiny little table.
Would you like some more cream, Uncle Carl?
You bet I would, sunshine.
I can't give up, Carl. That little girl needs her daddy.
And her Uncle Carl, too.
Remind me to call my daughter when I get home and tell her how much I love her. And to meet me at the police station with $200 bail money and a pair of pants.
This is a good look for you. You might want to stick with this even after the recital.
Victoria, this is a barnyard, not a brothel. I don't wear lipstick.
They don't tap dance either. Let's not start poking holes in reality.
All right, Scoot, go wipe that off and put on your cowbell. And no more glitter lipstick.
Oh, she stresses me out. You don't smoke, do you?
How are we doing?
Oh, I think we're going to be okay. Our banty rooster came down with chicken pox, ironically, but I think the show must go on, huh?
I just want to say, you've done a remarkable job with this whole thing.
Oh, well, you have been my rock. I mean, if you weren't here, I think a couple of chickens would be sleeping with the fishes.
Flynn, I think one of the pigs pooped his pants.
Perfect. Told you all to eat light on show nights.
It's a big show tonight, huh?
My brother's a donkey.
So's my best friend.
Sophie's my best friend.
Oh, hi, Sophie. Nice to meet you.
She's shy.
Well, she just met me. She'll warm up to me.
Can you hold my doll so she can see?
Absolutely. Is that better, Sophie? Well, thanks. I knew you'd warm up to me. How's it going back there?
I had to flirt with one of the janitors so he'd give me a drink of his moonshine.
Open the night jitters?
No. Molly's driving everybody crazy. I know she's your wife, but she could be a real B-I-T-C-H.
Hey, that's a bad word.
Wow, you spell good.
Give me my doll back.
Real nice potty mouth.
Okay. It's a packed house. We're looking at a packed house. All right. We've worked really hard to get here and been a lot of hard nights and a few tears and some poop, but I know that as soon as your moms and your dad see how hard you have worked, that they're going to be just as proud of you as I am. Okay, so get out there and shine. Shine like the little stars I know you are. Go, go, go. Oh, God, I'm glad we're not charging admission.
Have a great opening night.
Oh, that is so sweet. I really appreciate all your help.
Ah, it's been my pleasure. I've enjoyed the time we've spent together.
It's been really fun, huh?
What are you doing? I'm married.
Sounded a little rocky.
Oh, she thought you'd just step in and take advantage of a vulnerable woman?
No, that's not
a... Listen, pal, I love my husband. I mean, I'm flattered, but what a dink move.
I'm sorry if I overstepped.
Well, overstep your ass to the piano. Start tickling the ivories before I start tickling yours. Damn musicians. Show business. Sickening.
Amazing. I'm so proud of all of you. You really nailed it.
Wow, I don't know what to say. It was not nearly as horrible as I thought it was going to be. I only started to doze off once, but then the silo fell over. You had me to the end. Can I buy you a little celebratory drink?
No, but how about we open a bottle of champagne and see where the night takes us?
But you're not ovulating anymore.
Well, I'm still married to the man that gives me butterflies every time I see him walk into the room.
I just want to say again.
Yeah, tell your story, walking piano man.
It's 8:05.
Relax, he'll be here.
You're supposed to be here at 7:30.
He's a hillbilly. They tell time by the position of the sun or which way the cows are facing. They don't know our modern ways.
I'm starting to have second thoughts about this, Vince.
Hey, we're not hurting these animals. We're feeding them and letting them screw. Tell me, if you were an ostrich, you wouldn't want that gig?
This is a lot of money to be betting on a bunch of birds.
There's no betting involved. You're building a secure financial foundation for your wife and future children by investing in the breeding and slaughtering of senseless animals.
Hey, Vinny.
Dwight, where the hell you been, you inbred bastard? We're sitting here for 45 minutes.
Don't you start in with me, you Italian fireplug. You know I hate driving my rig in this godforsaken town.
Yeah, yeah, welcome to life in the big city. Enjoy our toothbrushes and indoor plumbing.
Is this the guy?
My investment partner, Officer Michael Biggs.
Look, this is a lot of money for me. You sure this is a good investment?
Money in the bank. Enough for 10 birds. 5 boys and 5 girls.
Look, I already told you, Greaseball, you only need one stud cock and the rest breeding hens. It ain't like any of them's looking for their soulmate.
Don't push me, Doolin Banjos. Just pick us out some good birds and get back to your cousin wife.
Hey, I scraped something bigger than you off my boot this morning, and it smelled better than you, too.
When did you start wearing shoes? Did your pappy go to town and sell a pig?
No, I shaved off your mama's mustache and sold it to a wig store.
Hang on a second. I thought you guys were friends.
We are. I'd take a bullet for this bald-headed little wop.
That goes double for me, you dumbass cracker. By the way, you got that $100 you owe me?
I do now.
Hey!
Well, we could double down.
Let's roll, Jethro. Say 1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3, go. Guys, I'm not really sure about this.
Hey, hee-haw! Is that your truck being towed?
No, I ain't falling for that one again.
You know, maybe I should just put this in a low-risk CD. You know, low-risk, minimal return. No arm wrestling!